Could you give us a brief background of your career in studying trauma?
I've been studying children's mental health for about the last 25 years, and my interest has been in how children cope coming through the hospital. So my interest is in child post-traumatic stress disorder and post-trauma reactions.
What is the Australasian Conference on Traumatic Stress?
It's a joint conference that's being put together by Phoenix Australia, and Phoenix is the Australian Centre for Post-Traumatic Mental Health, and also with ASTSS, the Australasian Society of Traumatic Stress Studies. It's Australia's premier conference on traumatic stress studies, and we're interested in a whole range of different types of stress and trauma.
Why is it important to discuss trauma?
Well, we know that a lot of people experience trauma, so it may be the loss of a loved one, it could be car accidents, and be big events like disasters and earthquakes. And so trauma is a fact of life, but we also know that some people are more vulnerable after trauma, and it may be the children that are coming through the hospital that I'm interested in, or it could be our veterans from the wars that we've been engaged in, or it could be people just dealing with everyday trauma.
What are some of the current treatments for trauma?
We have lots of different treatments, and we're still experimenting with treatments. So the main treatment that we use is trauma-focused cognitive behaviour therapy, and that's where we look at some of the traumatic events and work on understanding what's happening and extinguishing or working on the stress response that we feel. But there's other types of treatments that we can use. One of the things that we're looking at with child trauma is to intervene very early before post-traumatic stress as a disorder emerges. And so if we can help vulnerable families earlier rather than waiting for post-traumatic stress to develop, then we might have more success in helping families.
If someone suspects someone they love is suffering from trauma, what do you suggest that they do?
I think it's best that you find somebody that is an experienced trauma counsellor and go along and meet a trauma specialist and have some counselling. There's very few mental health problems that we can really overcome, and I think working with post-traumatic stress disorder, we can work very well to help alleviate a lot of the symptoms. So I would suggest seeing a mental health specialist that's experienced in working with trauma.
What do you think the future for treating trauma looks like?
I think it looks bright. We have getting funding. We have a research focus on early interventions. We've also started to look at screening of people who may be vulnerable, so we're able to intervene much earlier. And we're also experimenting with some of the biology, so looking at how does post-traumatic stress disorder impact us physically. And from that will come more interventions using medication, for example. And we're also experimenting with a lot more novel interventions that may help a wider range of people.
You were talking about screening of vulnerable people. How can you tell if someone is vulnerable to trauma?
Well, what we look at is some of the risk factors that a person might have before they experience the trauma, some of the experiences that they have while they're going through the trauma, and then how they're coping afterwards. So some of the risk factors that we might be looking at are things like, what sort of resources do they have? Have they had previous mental health problems? Do the children that I'm working with, do they already have problems with behaviour, for example? So some of these things might be risk factors. And then we also look at what their experiences are during the trauma. Now, for children, we know that if they're separated from their mum or dad during the trauma, that they're a lot more vulnerable. And there's other risk factors during the event as well. Then we also look at what's happening after the trauma. So are there big changes? For example, when we went through the Queensland floods, some families lost their homes, they lost their communities, they lost their employment. So some of these massive changes also impacts on an individual's capacity to cope and to do well.
If a person experiences trauma during childhood, how can that affect them as an adult? Like, what is the progression of that?
Yeah, this is why I'm so passionate about working with children. We know that the experiences of trauma and suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or other severe reactions can impact on a child's concentration. It can impact on their memory. And so these are going to have long-term impacts on how the child copes and grows. We know that the child has to, you know, work well at school. They have a lot of learning ahead of them. And if we can help them with some of these symptoms, then we're going to improve these outcomes. Research has also shown that if we don't address some of these symptoms for people who have more severe post-traumatic stress disorder, then these symptoms are often still there 2 years after the event, 5 years after the event, 15 years after the event, and then into adult. So we can see that post-trauma reactions in children can have severe reactions that follow them throughout their lives.
How successful are we at helping children who are dealing with trauma?
That's a very interesting question, Victoria. It's very hard to gauge because we don't have a united effort in looking at trauma, and that's some of the things that we're trying to do in bringing together trauma specialists and clinicians and researchers together to look at how we might best identify trauma reactions across the board in children right through to adults, to be able to investigate some of the best early interventions and screening, and then to also understand some of the new developments in the treatment of post-trauma reactions as well.
Thank you so much for speaking with me, Robin. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I just think that, you know, we're still available to have places at our conference, so I would invite anybody that might be interested or is working in this area to come along to the Australasian Conference on Traumatic Stress that's being held on the Gold Coast this week.